Watch, Stephen Colbert uses fake news about J.D. Vance to smear VP as insane spoiled baby emperor. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 8, 2025. The soon-to-be-canceled Late Show host Stephen Colbert used fake news about Vice President J.D. Vance to smear him as an insane, spoiled, baby emperor. We just found out that J.D. Vance ordered a river's water level raised for his family boat trip on his birthday, Colbert falsely stated, adding, "This is such an insane, spoiled, baby emperor move, that I have no choice but to break out my new character, Whittle Quince Vance." The Late Show host then put on a mask to mimic the vice president via his bizarre character. Declaring in an exaggerated baby-like and emperor-esque voice, "Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. I want my water wised for my birthday. Also, I don't like how blue the sky is. Paint it red," Colbert continued. "Now give me juice box. Juice box. Not fruit juice. Apple. Kill him. Kill him." The soon-to-be-canceled television host then took off his mask and went back to his monologue as his regular self, proclaiming, "Netflix, call me, I'm available in June." Apparently, J.D. Vance wanted to go boating for his birthday, so his team requested the Army Corps of Engineers temporarily increase the outflow from a nearby lake to the river in what's called a special release, Colbert said, spreading fake news about the vice president. "Well, of course, on your birthday, who doesn't want a special release?" Colbert quipped, adding, "Officially, this river manipulation was out of the ordinary. Normally, the Army Corps of Engineers only does this when they're training emergency responders. Watch below." The Late Show host then put his mask back on to briefly get back into character, adding, "There was an emergency. I wanted more wah-wah for my birthday boat. Now there's another emergency. Hello, police. I'm hungry, get me Papa John's. He's closed? Kill him." As Breitbart News reported, Vance's office slammed the leftists and fake news outlets for continuing to spread outright falsehoods about a recent vacation the vice president took with his family for his birthday. Vance took a canoe trip down the street from his house in Ohio with his wife and three young kids on his 41st birthday. And Democrats are trying to turn it into a story about elitism, the vice president's communications director Will Martin told Breitbart News. Leftists like Tommy Vietor and Richard Painter have spent decades rubbing shoulders in D.C. They have no clue how normal families operate. The idea of a family canoeing together is completely foreign to them, Martin added. The Guardian is fake news that refuses to correct outright falsehoods. And their buddies at supposedly reputable outlets are happy to parrot their lies. The far-left media is desperate to smear Vice President Vance, and they've hit a new low by attacking him for enjoying his birthday with his wife and kids. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.